You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and every month here on the station, we like to catch up with the Macular Society to find out about their Macula and Me programme. And joining us now to tell us about this month's session is Colin Daniels, the organiser of the Macula and Me sessions. Thank you very much for joining us, Colin.
Oh, hi, nice to speak to you again.
So we do this every single month. What is the plan for the three sessions over the coming month? What's going to be happening?
Well, so there's still only two for this month. So we're still sorting out the other stream, which is living with macular disease side of things. But that will be coming in the next couple of months. But this month, we've got the two standard streams together. So the age-related macular degeneration stream and the stream that I run with a sort of working age focus. So the AMD stream is quite exciting this month because, as I'm sure we've all heard about recently, there's that amazing piece of new technology where there's an eye implant goes into the retina, and they restored the bit of sight for an 80-year-old lady with age-related macular degeneration, with dry age-related macular degeneration, I hasten to add. So Mahi Newkirk, who is a consultant for Moorfields, will be coming on to talk about that. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and I've had Stargardt's for many years, as I've discussed before, but my dad on Tomorrow's World years and years ago saw a bit about a potential putting a computer chip into someone's eye and restoring their vision. And that was 30 years ago. So, and here we are now, and it's sort of starting to happen. So we've got there eventually. So it's quite exciting, isn't it?
It's incredibly exciting. Yeah, you must just feel like you're living in the future, kind of, when you thought about back to that time 30 years ago when you thought, oh, maybe it'll happen one day. And now it's happening.
Yeah, yeah. What we've got to do now is wait for the Back to the Future self-tying shoelaces, and we'll be there, won't we?
So, and a hoverboard.
And a hoverboard. But yeah, it's quite incredible, isn't it? When if you think about, you know, when they talked about these things sort of 25, 30, 35 years ago, it seemed like, you know, it would never happen. But we are slowly getting there. So it's quite an incredible advancement. So that should be a really interesting session. So that's on Tuesday the 16th at 7 p.m. And as usual, you can just register for that session through the Macular Society website. And my session is about Stargardt disease this month. So there's loads and loads of research into Stargardt disease around at the moment, as we know, and new advances in sort of treatments and considerations of treatment, based all over Europe and the UK. So this time we're going to be joined by Elena Apieta, who's part of the Professor McLaren project, and they're looking into different types of treatment for Stargardt's disease, you know, these tablets and things and bits and pieces that people have been taking for the last few months. As we know from a Stargardt's session we had at the end of last year, we know that the trial has been extended. So this is talking a bit about that and what's expected to come out of it next.
Two incredibly impressive people there. How important is it to you to have the people who are doing the research and who are involved in the science involved in the Macular and Me programme?
I think it's incredibly important because it's coming straight from the horse's mouth. And so sometimes also the Macular Society has funded some of this research. But when you've got people who are working day to day on the project and understanding the science, and actually more importantly, they can explain it in a way that's simple that us mere mortals can understand, then people get so much information and empowerment and feel just sort of confident that something's going to happen in the future. And I think we have to accept the fact that sometimes it's going to be a little outside our future, or my future, for example, but definitely people that are coming up behind as younger kids with Stargardt disease or other conditions may actually see there might be a chink of light to some treatment or resolution, or even God forbid a cure at some point for various types of macular disease, whether that's age-related or a macular dystrophy.
And you mentioned there about being able to explain the science, because it can get really technical and quite confusing for people to, you know, trying to read this complicated text and scientific words and meanings and things like that. So having the person there that you can, the people going can ask a question to as well, the audience can get involved in these sessions, is really important, isn't it? So that they can ask anything that they're worried about or that they don't understand personally to the people who completely understand it.
Absolutely. So there's two ways of getting involved in the sessions. So once you've registered, you'll get an email just saying that you've registered for the session. And in that email, there's a link or an email address. One to the person that's hosting the session. So if you're coming to the Stargardt's one, for example, it'll be my email address, and you can send me an email with a question for the researcher or whoever the clinician is at the time, and I make a list and pass it on. So then what tends to happen is that person, that the clinician, then makes sure that those questions are answered during their session. But if you don't do that, you can also get involved live on the day just through the chat function and send messages through the chat function directly to the clinician. And I've always got somebody on hand. Jess, my support worker, is always around, and she keeps an eye on the chat and passes on the questions to me and to the researcher, so or the clinician. So it's a really good way of just getting involved in the actual session. And asking those questions, or just asking for a little bit more clarification if you don't quite understand what the person's talking about.
Absolutely. It's so important as well to be able to give people access to people who they might not have access to before as well. It's great. And there's loads of other sessions that are online as well. Remind us the address of where we can find the backlog of all last year's sessions covering lots and lots of different topics. Where can we go to find them?
Well, they're on the Macular Society website. So if you go to macularsociety.org and then to the support pages, our webinars, there's a link called Our Webinars, and you can go there to register for these sessions, for the upcoming sessions, and also look back at the sessions are there before. Or the other thing to do, of course, is you could subscribe to the Macular Society YouTube channel, and every time a new video from the Macular Society, and it could be not just about webinars, it could be anything, that the videos that we post pop up, you'll get a little notification, and you can go back to watch them. And even I find them useful. I mean, I support people every day in my work. So for example, I was chatting to a lady yesterday who had PIC, and I'm not a clinician. So what I did was I just sent her the link to the Alistair Denniston PIC session that we had last year. So it's a really, really useful resource, not just for people living with sight loss, but also people like us who support people living with sight loss. So it's a really excellent resource.
Absolutely, it definitely is. So remind us again, Colin, what the times and the dates are for each of the sessions that are happening this month.
So the AMD session is on Tuesday the 16th at 7 p.m. And my session is on Thursday the 31st at 6:30 p.m.
Well, listen, Colin, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again in April.
You will. Excellent. Thanks very much, Ellie.